Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for another day with developing on schedule in your beautiful adventure that you've got for us. Thank you. You commanded light to shine out of darkness, to shine into our hearts. So thank you for this word this morning, Lord, to bless and encourage and motivate us in Jesus' name. Amen.
We read 1 Timothy 2 from verse 5 to 7 from the NLT translation. For there is one God, one mediator, who can reconcile God and humanity, the man, Christ Jesus. He gave his life to purchase freedom for everyone. This is the message God gave to the world at just the right time. And I have been chosen as a preacher and apostle to teach the Gentiles this message about faith and truth. I'm not exaggerating, just telling the truth.
Hallelujah. That's just so beautiful. You know, we've heard the prophetic word. And the prophetic word says that they will have a mighty counselor, a powerful God. So it starts off with counseling. And counseling is shepherding. The Lord is our shepherd. And we see his own life was him being shepherded by the Father. And every step of the way, and that amazing love, that amazing faith that came forth from heaven, that produced the beautiful truth that set free the captives, is the reality of what is now available for us. And Jesus is the mediator of that. This quality of life was always the quality of life that God had destined for mankind, and mankind fell into sin and into self. So into sin is missing the mark, into self-righteousness and unrighteousness, good and bad. We forget that. We know it's the bad things, but we don't know it can also be the good things. Getting just busy with things that is not your inheritance, not coming from the heart of God uniquely for you. No eye has seen or ear has heard what God has uniquely got for you. And that's why the relationship is so important. And this is what the letters of Paul put across. He puts across that all sin has been dealt with now, so we can come back to God. And sin is dealt with in two ways. It's been taken away, and you've got righteousness. He who knew no sin became sin for us, so we can become the righteousness of God. And that's what Jesus is mediating. That's what Jesus is standing for. He circumcised our heart. Our hearts have been circumcised now to serve him. And he shines that which is necessary for us on a daily basis, being an author and the perfecter of our faith. So just as Paul was knocked off his horse by Jesus and given the new birth, received the Holy Spirit, and that's where his power came from. In the leadings of God, he got to experience God, and he experienced his inheritance. He experienced the days ordained for him. And so in the same way, guys, we draw close, and daily we develop on schedule. So stay in tune, know you're blessed, and you know you made for a time such as this, and you've been brought back into the family. You one with the family of God, and being one with the family of God, you one with your destiny, and what is the word says, those that he predestined, he called. Those he calls, he justifies. Those he justifies, he glorifies. So the predestined, the destiny, the inheritance, your name is according to your calling, what the Lord works in you to will and to do. And that is where your justification, where you become right, you become everything God made you to be, and then it's automatically you glorified as well, and you glorify the love of Jesus, the love of God, and the plan and purpose that they have for us. So it's a flowing together. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.